I want you to turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting with the 19th verse. We'll be reading through 32. The title of this message is First Things First. That is correct. This is the Lord speaking, and He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. And if then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one, love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or what your body, or about your body and what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith! So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them." We have been talking about the kingdom, that we are citizens of a heavenly kingdom, that Jesus is our King, and that there is nothing more important than us finding out who we are. Amen? We are citizens of a heavenly kingdom. We are people of God. And, you know, the world makes Christians sound like it's something very dirty and subservient, but, you know, the truth of it is God esteems that which the world does not esteem. And Jesus here is trying to point out something to us that I find that we need to re-educate our minds in how we will proceed as kingdom people. I'm not talking about Jehovah Witnesses and stuff like that. I'm talking about being Christians. Really being Christians. You know, where we really walk the talk, not just talk it. I'm talking about a reality that, you know what, when people look at us, they may not be able to see outwardly the difference, but they know within us there is something different, and I want what you got. Amen? And Jesus is trying to get us to see something here that the world always, and look at the commercials on the world. Food, drugs, cars, mortgages, everything that Jesus points out here is what the world says is important. And I'm not saying that they're not. What I'm saying is, they're not as important as first things first. And today I want us to begin to understand that today is the first day that we will begin to start laying building blocks into your life. So that you no longer are asking a question, well, how can I do this? You will know how to do this. Because God is going to give you line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and what we call is principles of the Christian life. Principles of the kingdom. And the first thing that we have to understand is prioritizing. What is priority to you? And we see Jesus says that if these priorities are of the world, you know, I need to run after money. I need to get food. I need to figure out what I'm going to wear. I need to know where the latest car is or the next best job. What all those things are important, but they are secondary to the things that are more important. Priority. What is priority? Priority is the main thing, a primary focus, the thing of highest value or worth, the order of importance, the first thing. Abraham Maslow, a psychologist, listed 9 things that are human priorities. They are water, food, clothing, housing, protection, security, preservation, self-actualization, and significance. Think about these things. They're all things that we need, and yet God says, your Father knows that you have needed these things. He's not saying that they're not important. He's just saying that the priorities of what we're chasing after are wrong or incorrect. We all need water. The human body cannot exist more than 3 days without water. Any further existence past 3 days starts a dehydration and your system begins to break down. And the longer you go out without water, your bodily functions begin to falter and you will die. 3 days without water is a long time. Food. Food is nothing but the fuel in which to cause the human body to operate. And yet we are consumed about food. They're telling us, the world is telling us, that obesity in the United States is the number one factor that's going on. That tells me a couple things. First of all, we're allowing food to direct our lives. We're allowing the wrong foods to be utilized as fuel for this body. And because of it, our blood sugar levels are so out of whack that we're wondering why our bones are hurting, why our eyes are failing, why we're getting sicker and sicker. All because of the food. And how many of us have eaten meals and when we've gotten away from the dinner table are still hungry? We've just had a big meal. Could it be something about the types of food that we're eating? And the world is telling us that it's okay. It is a known fact that in a lot of the foods that are eaten, that the food companies are putting in chemicals in which to make us hungrier. Did you know that? And it is all in the wrong foods. High starch, high carbohydrates, high sugars. And you know what? I love them foods. I love them. But when it becomes a priority for us to constantly be eating, there is a problem. We can exist with far less amount of food than you can really believe. Jesus fasted 40 days. And 40 is a real deep number because in those 40, you can subsist at least with 40 days without any kind of food, without causing irreparable damage to the human body. And yet, what we do is we engorge ourselves in all kinds of food, and it's not good for the body. It is not good for the body. Too much food is just as bad as having no food. because we're killing the human body, of which we are responsible for to before God to take care of properly. What are some of the other things? Clothing. We all need clothing, and clothing is to give to us to cover us and insulate us from the weather. It is to keep the sun off of us so that the sun doesn't burn our skin and we have cancer and all this other happy stuff. Why is it today that more people are suffering from cancer than our forefathers? And all they did was wear clothing. I have found out that in the sunscreens, they do not prohibit cancer. They promote it. And the higher the degree of sunscreen that you use actually works in reverse to your chemical makeup of your body to bring in the cancer cells. I am so distraught. I would like to just take a torch to these companies selling products at a lie to us. And we, as Christians, are buying into these lies, thinking that they have our best interests at hand. Housing. We all love to have a house, but why is it the homeless seem to survive better than we do? All housing is to keep us out of the elements. It's a place to put our stuff, all our food, all our clothes, all our shoes, all our water.
Our cars.
I got 2-car garage and neither one of them are in there. Got stuff in it. But that's a motivation. It is a priority of people to run after these things. And Jesus is telling us to be very careful about these things. Our Father in heaven knows that we have need of these things. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to be a homeless person. But the reality of it is, the world is not my home. And it should not be yours. We should not be setting up shop like we're going to live here forever. We're not. And all the stuff that we accumulate when we expire is not going to go with us. Because I've never seen a dead person take their Cadillac, take their gold, take their money. They've been buried with them. But I bet you if you dig it up, that Cadillac, that gold, that money is still there in that hole. But that dead person, all that's left is the body. Or bones, maybe. Protection. We all want protection. And some of us pay for protection because of bully situations and stuff. But it's a sense of well-being that you know what? I don't have to be afraid. But yet, a lot of us in this world, I'm not saying us in this room, buy security systems for our cars because we're afraid that someone's going to steal our car. That's why you pay insurance. Really, think about it. Why do you pay insurance? Put security systems on your homes because you're afraid that someone's going to steal. And Jesus said, these are the wrong treasures that you put on because in heaven, there's no moth, no rust, no thief to steal these things. But yet we put a lot of emphasis on this stuff as Christians. And Jesus says that's a wrong priority. Security. It's another sense of well-being, knowing that you yourself are safe. How many people have so many phobias that they can't even function in life? Think about it. And all of us know people like this. And Jesus says, you know, you don't need to be. Your Father knows. We know that as being kingdom people, that it is the responsibility of who? The king to take care of me. It is the responsibility of the king to provide for me. It is the responsibility of the king to make me safe. And that's why he dispatches his angels who will have charge over you. You see, we've bitten into this lie for too long. And we need to reprioritize our priorities. Preservation. It's the knowing that you are moving on with life, knowing all is well and can continue on. Again, it's not being fearful of your life. But we do things to preserve our lives. We don't want to die on the cross. I like my life. I like my Oreos and milk. I like my new Kicks who are for kids. And I, you know, you could use my sentences and put your stuff in there. I don't care. But it's wrong priority for us. It's wrong priority for us. Self-actualization. Actualization. Is the achieving of one's full potential through independence, creativity, and spontaneity with a grasp of the real world. Creativity, spontaneity, and independence with a grasp of the real world. How many of us sit there in front of the boob tube and watch these stupid soap operas wasting the potential that God has put into you because the world says it's okay? It's okay to watch Gilmore Girls. It's okay to watch SmackDown, which Jesse affectionately says that that's men's soap opera. It's okay, because it's on TV and it's entertainment. That entertainment is killing you spiritually. What is of value? Is your spirit of value, or is watching this stupid television show more valuable? God has given into each and every one of us His very Spirit, and within His Spirit, He has birthed within each of us the gifts and talents of a destiny for a people at this end time to change the world. And we're wasting it. And we will give an account to Him when we stand there. I don't want to waste what He's given to me. I don't want to waste the gifts and talents. And that's the truth. I don't want to waste it. And I know you guys are just as busy as I am. But these are the things that motivate the human spirit in this world. And they are all wrong as far as priority. And next week we're going to find out what priority should be. I'm telling you, these things are wrong when they take precedent on our lives before what the King wants us to do. And I know this is a hard thing to hear, but you know, the truth of the matter is all of us have areas in our lives that we like. I have things, vices and stuff I like. I mean, I like the Super Bowl. I like that stuff too. I like having family and friends over. I like to have my privacy. I like to have sleep. I like to have my own stuff. But if it's in conflict to what the King wants, then I must have to say that my priorities are wrong. I can remember as a young man, one Christmas Eve, I didn't want to work. I worked for a utility, and I had to work 4 to 12, and I was in a bad mood. Been saved for a couple years, and I was looking for a fight because I didn't want to be where I was. I wanted to have Christmas off. And because of that attitude, it washed over to the event that I finally came home, and we were opening up gifts with the family and stuff, and eventually something happened, and I blew up. And then all hell broke loose. What had been bottled up for so long was now escaping. And I wasn't profane, and I wasn't nasty or anything like that, but I spoke the truth. Not in love. And it caused a rift in my family. Not my family per se, but my brothers and sisters and stuff. That today, if I had paid attention that what God had wanted me to do instead of what I wanted to do, I wouldn't have had this rift. Every day that we live in this world, we have to make decisions. Our situations are different, but every situation requires us to make decisions. And those decisions are based on our priorities. First things first. And the amount of time that we spend each day in making these decisions requires us to spend a lot of time on what's important. Amen? Our lives consist of the total sum of every day making these decisions based on our priorities in such a way that they are either good decisions or bad decisions. And the key to what I feel is important is we all make bad decisions, but I always tell you guys, life is how many good decisions. If you make more good decisions in your life than bad decisions, your life will be successful or should be successful. Because you want to minimize the bad decisions. And all of us have had bad decisions. And in those bad decisions, there are ramifications for those decisions. If I'm causing conflict in my house, eventually that conflict is going to find me tossed out of my house. Right? Irene's not going to stand for it. You're out of here, dude. Hit the road. If I'm spending more money than I have, eventually those consequences are going to come in and I'm going to file for bankruptcy, which scripturally is another bad decision because there is no bankruptcy in the scriptures for those of us that are contemplating those things. Because it's not what the king wants us to do. And you can take any other thing. Because basically we're selfish and self-centered and we want what we want. We don't really care what the king wants. But yet we are Christians. And I say to you, how much of a Christian you are is determined by the priorities that you have. The greatest tragedy in life is not a premature death. The greatest tragedy is living a life without purpose. And living this life filled with wrong priorities. Had an actor die prematurely, 28 years old this past week. And they're eulogizing this guy like he's the second coming of Christ. I'm not heartless towards that, but that's a fact of life. What are you wasting your time on? To keep you from the destiny that God has for you. Because all of us have the same amount of time. And all of us have a list of priorities, which I've just stated 9 of them, that are human motivators for us existing in this world. What are those motivators that are keeping us from fulfilling the destiny of the end time church? You've heard me say, you are the Joshua generation. You are the last generation before the second coming of Jesus Christ. That is a definite coming. That is a definite fact that I believe is happening. Because the signs that are happening in the world today tell me that His coming is very, very close. And the commodity that we have, all have, is time. Time is the measure of a person's life, because over time we can see how effective a person's priorities in decision making is. What do I mean by that? I know individuals that have told me over 7, 8, 9 years, Pastor, God said this to me, God said that to me. And they have not once stepped out on God to see this thing come to fruition. And I'd say, why, if God said this to you, why aren't you doing it? Oh, I got this priority coming into my life that I need to. I got this coming into my life. I got that in my life. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more important than what the King has said to us. My son has even smacked me between the eyes with a 2x4 this past week when the Lord has told me to write the book of prophetic people this year. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I need to make another stream of income come into my house, because my plan is to pay the house off so I can get out of working a secular job to do what I really want to do, and that is work for the King. And my son says, but didn't God say, Dad? Right between the eyes. I'm no different than you. I am not. Amen. Time is the currency of life. And how effective you are in investing the time that God has given to you to the priorities that are consuming your life and the decisions that you make tell us where you are. The worst thing that we could do is become successful in wrong priorities. Example, would you say that a drug dealer who's got all the bling, all the cars, all the girls, is successful? I'd say he is. But his success is with wrong priorities. Right? Jesus said, what good is it of a man who gets the whole world and loses his soul? Remember I started this saying that all this stuff we're not going to take with us? But Jesus said, our Father in heaven knows we have need of these things. What is the priorities of your life? The priorities of your life essentially are the decisions that you make over time. What are right priorities? What are wrong priorities? The failure for us to establish proper priorities will result in time and energy wasted. We're too busy with the wrong things in life. We major on the minors and do unnecessarily things, preoccupied with the unimportant, resulting in us abusing our time, resources, gifts, and talents. Because Satan wants to keep us in this mode, I call it a survival mode, because we're consumed by, I need food, I need water, I need this, I need that. Jesus says your Father knows that and already sees that you have need, which the word provision comes in. He saw ahead of time. He's already made it acceptable to us. Will come to us. All we need to do is ask for it. Church, I just want to encourage you that next week we're going to find out what proper priorities are. What are the first things that we need to do? And I believe the first thing we really need to do is realign the priorities of our lives. I really do. If we allow our circumstances, our situation, our environment to dictate the priorities of our lives, then we fail miserably as kingdom people, as supernatural beings. I believe that God has a plan for you and a plan for me that far exceeds whatever we could ask or imagine. Amen? Amen. Father, I just thank you for your word, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that